So you want to bet? Yeah, you do. That's why you're here. That's what we do. We're happy to help. And here's what we're going to do, guys. Sportsbetfunding.com is going to bring you a daily market watch, a daily market report. And it basically shows you where the money is flowing, where the money's going, which is very critical information as you're doing sports bets. You kind of would like to know at least the information, whether you use it or not to your advantage is on your own. But basically, we're going to follow the elephant, so to speak. It's kind of an old investment term where, you know, you're not going to create the path yourself, but certainly to follow ideally where the big boys are at and use that information to your advantage. So we'll be bringing you this certainly on a Monday through Friday basis on a daily podcast, kind of a report, and ideally in the mornings as well. So make sure you tune in for that. But I want to remind you, sports bet funding, before we get to the report, before we get to all the breakdown, it's all good, good stuff. I want to remind you, sportsbetfunding.com is where we connect sports bettors to sports books. If you've had a credit card blocked, debit card blocked, or don't want to get involved with a messy parts of Bitcoin, we do it for you. So if you're an online sports bettor or a casino or poker player and you can't get your credit card to work, we can help you out. We can get you going. So that's what we're here for. And stop by sportsbetfunding.com to get that going. So that's what we do. Stop by and see us, and we're happy to help. On to the market report and market watch today. I want to remind you that yesterday we had some interesting games going on as far as the Nationals getting the win as a big dog down in Houston, and also really, really tough pill to swallow for the New Orleans Pelicans bettors as they were at -7, losing by 8 in overtime. Holy cow. And we had some of our folks on the over, which went really well last night in the New Orleans-Toronto game. But I want to point out this information can be very helpful and at least something you can use to cross-check your decisions and cross-check, you know, what you may want to do, knowing what you have here. So first off, we're going to kick it off just with a handful of NFL games. We'll cover NFL here real quick today, and then hopefully we'll get more awareness and more people following us. And again, if there's any specific games people want to know about, they can always email us or let us know, and we'll do the report on that specific game. So first of all, I want to open up here with the Chargers at Bears. Both these teams are underperforming throughout the year. Basically, the Chargers lost the last three games. Chicago's dropped the last two. And we've got an interesting thing here going on with the line. Now, the line opened with the Bears as a 5-point home favorite. Smart money's definitely been on the Chargers, and the books have dropped that down to 4.5. Some books are at a 4 for, with Los Angeles being a +4. And so there has been some value here with a low total and short road dog. So if you get, you know, dog at 6 or plus, they've gone 33-17 against the spread. That's 66.7% against the spread for the season. So definitely would want to lean towards and look at the Chargers. And these are games you could also in the NFL certainly include in some teasers, guys. So you got to feel comfortable that if you're happy with the +4, gosh, that would be a teaser to throw in at +10 and really protect yourself. So on to the next one, Panthers at Niners. Now the Niners, you know, they've been kind of quiet, kind of a hot team, even though Mr. Cam Newton's been out. They won the last four with Kyle Allen, and they've got a huge point differential. And they're also coming off a bye week. Now they're going to have to go across the country to play at San Fran. And San Fran does have a +92 point differential. Been huge in scoring defense, where they're allowing just about 10.6 points per game. But both are 4-2 against the spread. Lined up at the Niners. The Niners were actually a 6-point home favorite. The sharp guys jumped all over the Panthers with that number of 6. They really like the 6, which has dropped down to 5.5. And so the smart money is also hitting that under. And the total is falling from 42 to 41. So that's another one to look at. Another one here is the Raiders at Houston. Now, this is an interesting one. Raiders, you know, just got done in Green Bay as they got out to an early lead, but then kind of let that go. Ended up getting crushed as a 5.5 point dog. The Texans also lost their two-game win streak as they fell to the Colts as a 1.5-point road dog. Road dogs, check this out, guys. NFL road dogs, 65-32. That's 62.5% against the spread this year so far. So road dogs have typically been performing pretty well. You know, you got about 2/3 of the bets with Deshaun Watson at home on this game with Oakland at 6, and the line fell to 6.5. That's a reverse line movement. A reverse line movement is when the line, let's say, is at 7 and everyone and their brother is jumping on that, you know, taking, giving the 7. and then they drop it down to 6.5 or 6. It's almost like they're opening the gates and opening the valve to let more in. And you think, well, gosh, if they're getting blitzed with all this money and all these bets at 7, why would they drop it down? Well, in past, we noticed that's a great opportunity because that means they're trying to get more and more suckers. I mean, bettors over on that other side. So if they want you to go left, you got to go right. And that's what's going on here, this Oakland-Houston game. And, you know, Oakland's being perceived still as having that stigma of not being a good team, even though they are 3-3. And so this reverse line movement is one that if you can get on that Oakland and +7, I think you're really onto something, as well as possibly, you know, having the ability to tease that up 6.5 points. It's a good thing. They're also, the pros seem to be targeting that over. Now, the over started at 50.5. It's been a bit up to 51. Some books are at 51.5, and basically going to be playing in an indoor stadium down there in Houston, so weather's not going to be an issue. And the Raiders have been at 4-2 on the over this year. So, you know, not a bad play there. Other early moves we've seen, the Jags, I'm sorry, the Jets here. I've got my notes here. The Jets are, we started off at 4.5. They're at 6. I'm sorry. The Jags and Jets. Jesus, they shouldn't have put those together. 4.5. Now they're at -6. The Broncos, +6.5 down to 6. The Bucks, Titans under, went from 46.5 to 45.5, and the Redskins over 41 to 42. So expecting a little bit more of an over potentially on that one. But that's what we wanted to go through, guys. These are the details. This is the information you need to know on a lot of these games that we see the market movement on, the things that stand out as far as red flags and indicators to us on specific games. Now, certainly we do this for every game, NBA, NFL, college, you name it. So if you do have a specific game you want to talk about, just email us at support@sportsbetfunding.com, and we're happy to do an analysis for you and help you, you know, talk about that particular game. So this information ideal is very, very important to know and to have, whether you use it or not on your wagers. But I think it's something you're going to want to know before you put good money on a game. And again, if you have issues getting your account started, we're happy to help you opening up a new sports betting account so you can play. That's what we do at sportsbetfunding.com. We help the folks that want to get involved at the top A-rated sports books. And if they have credit card issues, debit issues, that's where we come in. So, hey, appreciate your listenership here. We'll be back tomorrow with more. And typically we're going to be doing this before noon Eastern time so that we can get the morning information out to you as we see it happening. And that'll hopefully help you on your games a little bit later in the day. Sometimes we like to do it a little bit later only because we want to have more information to divulge or more information that we can share. So we want to go early so you have enough time, plenty of time to get your wagers in. However, we also want to let it time to marinate and saturate in some days, especially during the week. We're better off to wait a little bit and then put this report out there. But hey, appreciate your followership. And again, give us a like, give us a share, let us know you're there, and let us know what we can cover if you have questions.